Possibly. I thought the first half was pretty much cancelled each other out. You know, they're a good team. They overload the middle of the pitch quite well, so we felt we just had to make sure we tried to get control of that in the first half, which, you know, I don't think either side probably did. You know, although I felt defensively, I thought we looked pretty solid and you know, in good shape. Second half, I thought we started very well. You know, controlled the game and got a little bit further up the pitch and caused them a few more problems in terms of final threat. You know, threatening the final third. So we got the goal, and I felt we were fairly comfortable. You know, in that sense. Obviously the goal that they got changes the momentum and changes the whole thing. In the last 10 or 12 minutes, I think they had the momentum, and then, you know, it kind of swings and roundabouts there. So, you know, they missed a couple of chances in the last 2 or 3 minutes, a couple of half chances that they maybe think they could have stuck away. Maybe all in all, a draw might have been fair.
Yeah. How's the week been for you? Obviously it's happened all quite quickly, hasn't it?
Very quickly. Listen, I've enjoyed it. You know, I actually think it's probably been the best, in the sense that the two games, and you've not got time to think too much about, you know, the whys and the why nots. Obviously getting off to the win on Tuesday was really good. With players just pretty much recovery from then on in, a little bit of work done yesterday. But I have to say the application, their appetite for it's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, one or two wee things that we've just asked them to do. Without changing really too much, just the personnel obviously through injuries. So really, really enjoyed it. We've got a couple of days now to take a step back and just think about things, you know, a little bit more intensely.
It's a great position, isn't it? Because a lot of times when a new manager comes in, it means someone's been sacked and the club's struggling. But you've walked into a situation here with a team, what, second in the league?
Yeah, you're right. You know, listen, you can go in there with a group that's low in confidence and, you know, maybe struggling to get a result. I think the opposite's here. You know, good start to the season, Oscar comes in, a couple of good results, and there's a nice feel about the place, you know, so the players are confident. I think I've said a couple of times this week, it's testament to them and the staff how well they've kept the thing going over a period of time. So from my point of view, it's just building on that. Long way to go. It's a, you know, we all know that how the league is in terms of trying to get results and win games and stuff, you know, so plenty of work to do, no complacency setting in, but, you know, I think there's a good group there that are capable of doing well.
It's incredible how things happen in football. If someone had said to you 2 weeks ago you'd be the Watford manager, what would you have said?
I thought, you know, the events over the early part of the week, you know, took me by surprise even after this time in the game. Really felt for Oscar, you know. I think, you know, he was desperate to do well. When I spoke to him on Thursday, when he offered me the assistant job, no inclination whatsoever that was on the corner. You know, obviously I think about it. And then obviously, you know, the rest is history, as they say. So really, really strange, disappointing one hand for him, because he brought me to the club. But, you know, hopefully be able to take the opportunity and do well.
Good luck. How will you use the international break, Billy? I mean, is it just time to bed in and you know, implement a few things that you want to do?
Well, listen, I'll get to know everybody a little bit better and vice versa. You know, getting in the club, we'll talk about a couple of things. There's very, very few players, most clubs, at our level and, you know, certainly higher. I've got a depleted squad through the break. So, listen, we'll be working. The boys will be in, you know, certainly all this week. Might give them a day or two off when it suits. But generally, we'll be working hard to just, one, keep them ticking over, and two, it gives me a little bit of an opportunity just to get to know people a little bit better.
You level on points at the top of the league, you're 5 unbeaten, you're still unbeaten here at home, Vicarage Road, in the league. I mean, what can this club achieve this season?
Well, we're looking to achieve as much as the best possible position as we can. There's a group of players there that are capable of doing really well. As long as they've got the appetite and the drive for it and the hunger, then there's enough in the dressing room to have a really, really successful season.